From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama is praising Americans for getting involved in the national debate over changes to health care. He says he's glad so many people are engaged. But in his weekly address, he criticized people who are distorting facts and willfully misrepresenting some of the ideas that are being discussed. The president says his proposals do not call for a government takeover of national health care.
I no sooner want government to get between you and your doctor than I want insurance companies to make arbitrary decisions about what medical care is best for you, as they do today. As I've said from the beginning, under the reform we seek, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan. Period.
The president also debunked myths that the federal government will pay to offer illegal immigrants health care coverage. He rejected the myth that the government will create panels to deny health care to people who are sick. The National Hurricane Center has issued a tropical storm warning for the coast of Massachusetts. Hurricane Bill is moving northward. It's got top sustained winds of about 105 miles per hour and is churning through the Atlantic Ocean between the east coast and the island of Bermuda. The Hurricane Center says people on the Massachusetts coast can expect tropical storm force winds this weekend of about 45 miles per hour and heavy rain. Forecasters are also warning about dangerous rip currents on the beach. The family that founded the online trading firm Ameritrade has signed an agreement to buy the Chicago Cubs. Chicago Public Radio's Anand Omar has the story.
The Cubs were put up for sale about 2.5 years ago. They're owned by the bankrupt Tribune Company, which is looking to sell off assets. The $845 million deal includes the Cubs' historic stadium, Wrigley Field, a stake in a cable sports network which broadcasts some Cubs games, and about 95% of the storied baseball franchise. The billionaire Ricketts family is buying the team. They founded the online brokerage TD Ameritrade. Tom Ricketts claims to be a diehard Cubs fan who met his wife in the Wrigley Field bleachers. The deal still must be approved by Major League Baseball. For NPR News, I'm Ahmad Omar in Chicago.
Authorities in Kentucky have regained control of a medium-security men's prison. Some inmates rioted last night and started a fire. Damage has been reported in several buildings at the facility south of Lexington. Kentucky State Police Lieutenant David Jude says the officials at North Point Training Center called instantly for backup.
We have called in just about every available unit within the region to respond. This would include our post-level riot squads, our statewide special response team, and in addition to numerous local PDs, police departments, and sheriff's departments are on scene as well.
You're listening to NPR News. President Obama says he is encouraged by Afghans who participated in a presidential election this week despite a campaign of intimidation. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
The results won't be known until next week, but President Obama said it's already clear that the vote was a step forward in the Afghan people's efforts to take control of their future.
We knew that the Taliban would try to derail this election. Yet even in the face of this brutality, millions of Afghans exercise the right to choose their leaders and determine their own destiny.
President Obama described it as the first democratic election run by Afghans in more than three decades. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
A Russian official says searchers have found 17 more bodies inside a damaged hydroelectric plant in Siberia. An explosion inside the hydroelectric plant this week tore down walls and a ceiling and flooded the turbine room. At least 47 people died, and searchers are still looking for 11 missing people. Russian government critics have long blasted the Kremlin for failing to invest in the country's infrastructure. Poor maintenance is suspected of causing the accident, which has also cut electricity to several towns and factories. The federal government has closed more banks. The largest is Guaranty Bank of Texas. It was closed yesterday. Most assets were sold to a large Spanish bank. This is the second biggest bank to fail in the United States this year. It's also the first time a foreign institution has purchased a failed U.S. bank. The U.S. government also shuttered three smaller southern-based banks. They include internet-based eBank of Atlanta. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.